Living in Castlemaine in regional Victoria, Margaret Russer loves country life.
I'm quite passionate about country life and living in the country and the benefits of it and the different way of seeing things.
Miss Russer is Vice President of Rural Australians for Refugees, a loose-knit network of 90 community-based groups spread across regional Australia. The group is raising money to support refugees living in country Australia and holding meetings to increase awareness. She says many Australians in regional areas want more refugees to become part of their communities.
It's a statement of, if you like, country hospitality and country fair-go attitude, and it's probably a reflection of a different way of thinking about things that we can sometimes see in the country compared to metro areas.
The organisation is part of the Community Refugee Sponsorship Initiative, six refugee advocacy groups calling for the Australian government to increase its refugee intake. Miss Russer, who has spent her life working in refugee policy, says bringing more refugees into rural areas would be a win-win for the towns and for those in need.
The bottom line is more people, Australia can do more in its humanitarian response, and we'd like to see when it does more that those people have a chance to come to the country and that communities have a chance to benefit from them coming.
The advocacy groups want an extra 5,000 community-sponsored places for refugees, up from the government's current total of 1,000, taken from its broader resettlement program. University of Technology Sydney's Jock Collins has studied Australia's migration trends for four decades. He agrees there is strong support in the bush for bringing more refugees into regional communities.
A lot of country towns, regional towns, are putting up their hands saying, we want to take some refugees. And the reality has been they haven't been able to take the number of refugees that they wanted and they've needed. And so I think that really the appetite there is very strong. It's as yet unmet.
He says refugees can help slow population decline and address skills shortages in country towns.
There was a warmth from the welcome. They met their neighbours. They sort of felt very warm and very welcome in regional rural Australia. So once again, the research suggests that rather than regional rural Australia being redneck and racist and not a good place to send migrants or refugees, the reality is the opposite.
Professor Collins says government visa pathways encouraging immigrants to these regions is helping this trend.
In Katanning in Western Australia, for example, in Griffith in New South Wales, where, you know, the traditional sort of Italian wine growing sort of stuff, in places like Coffs Harbour, where Indians have gone into the banana growing and then have now moved into blueberry growing. So there are a lot of examples across Australian states.
He says NIL in Western Victoria is one such success story. There, 160 refugees from Myanmar attracted to work at the Lover Duck factory are adding more than $40 million to the local economy. Jock Collins says continued migration away from the city is needed to offset urban congestion.
There's an obligation of regional and rural towns to provide facilities and resources and programs to welcome people, to have a sort of an orientation program to help them get jobs and get to know other people, particularly refugees who have experienced often torture and trauma and they find difficulty of getting a job and so forth.
But he warns there can be vocal opposition to diversity, as seen by protests against mosques such as in Bendigo in Victoria and Camden in New South Wales.
And I suppose the danger is that, you know, regional and rural towns might want the immigrants without putting in the resources and the effort to make sure that their welcome is sustainable in the longer term, and a strong resolve amongst welcoming communities to open the doors and assist newly arrived immigrants and refugees is the antidote to that.
Rural Australians for Refugees is doing just that. The organisation started in the Southern Highlands in New South Wales in 2001, quickly spreading to Victoria and is now establishing groups throughout Australia. Miss Russer says country communities welcoming refugees is not a new phenomenon.
There has always been a strong interest, or at least in the last, 20 years. And so that it's building on that interest rather than saying this is something that started yesterday.
But she says there are increasing calls for action.
You know, that whole syndrome of dying towns. And we've seen examples in Victoria and in New South Wales and Queensland where it's been refugees that have been able to be the seed of an enlivened and enriched country, town and community, both economically and socially.
Ms Russa says the power of community groups, large and small, is their ability to engage directly with people.
We also know that much more likely that settlement experience of for refugees will be better in smaller areas where they don't get lost in the system.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.